These guys, you know, you miss the old show. This is the new show.
You guys are wonderful. You guys, I'm telling you, you guys should bring a little bit of that back, little by little.
A little bit. I don't care if they said you can do any type of show you want.
The internet.
Hey, you guys are doing great, though, man. I love you guys.
No, you don't. Now, see, you're sending mixed messages here.
What are you doing? What are you busting our chops
for? Mixed messages here. I'm so... listen, I don't care if you like the show or not. You're listening to it, so there's some part of you that likes it.
Of course.
Think about this for a second. I'm going to lay some real knowledge on you here.
Okay.
If there's a TV show, and I know it's going to be hard, if there's a TV show you enjoy like Seinfeld, which was only on once a week.
I hate Seinfeld.
What?
Of course. What show do you like? Let me get Monster Garage.
What's name a show you liked.
A show that I like?
Yeah, a show that's important to you.
Might be a challenge.
I like 24. I watched 24.
Okay,
a lot.
Great. Right, so you love it now. It's only been on 3 years. You love it. Let's say that 24, a show that's only on one day a week,
okay,
you devote 1 hour a week to it. After 5 years, and you only have 1 hour a week with it, you're going to sit and go, yeah, it's not as good as it was the first year. Now, imagine that's something where you take 1 hour out of your week to sit on your ass and you're going to relax. Imagine being in your car every goddamn day for 20 years and you're turning on the station and you're hearing our show. Now, you tell me anything that for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, if you listen to it every day, you're not going to say, and I do it all the time with everything that I like to. Nothing's ever as good as it used to be. Get over it, you jerk. Our show's great. If you with chicks coming down, dude, we went through that phase. It's got nothing to do with the FCC. It's got nothing to do with the FCC. What don't you get about this? We became bored with it.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you do? Mm. How much of that can you do?
I guess we go so far, yeah.
So when you say, oh, the show used to be great, tell me one show. Tell me any long-form program that's been on that you are as excited about, as jacked about, as turn your world upside down about as you are about, let's say, anything. Name one that's maintained that level of excitement and enthusiasm.
I guess you guys got me there, right?
I guess so.
But I think you'll be able to find what you're looking for on the internet.
All right.
Yeah, if you're looking for, like, the BM stuff, it's all
it's
over there.
All over that internet.
Right. All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay, Chewy, you take care.
All right.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I sure showed them did die.
So you don't think the show's as good as it used to be? Well, I'm crying 1,000 crocodile tears about that.
999,000.
Get off my ass. Get off my ass.
Come on. And print it. Take it upstairs to the fat man.
And you're right at this, Steinbrenner. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, you're right. It's the law of diminishing returns.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's everything. That's the way everything goes.
So, you know, who cares? I don't care when people call and say that. Listen, if you're still listening, you still must like something about it.
You know, look, we get the good and the bad. We get the good and the bad, and in this day and age, it does seem to be a lot of fun for these people to echo these themes. You see it on websites. You see it in these different places, and people get caught up with it. And it's what it is low-level propaganda.
But anyway, you're right, but you know, whatever it is, your first beer, it's the best beer. The first bite of a burger, it's the best.
Seriously, can I say something? We talk about guys like that, and we give guys like that a hard time. But the fact of the matter is, and I know, Don, you'll back me up on this, the overwhelming majority of feedback we get when we're out and about, people that listen to this show, is incredibly positive.
No, I disagree. I get nothing but
you're
negative.
Say
I get
that,
nothing.
I
people throw things at me. So you stink.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
No. Listen, we're having fun doing the show.
Yeah, and it's great. And really, I'm out probably more than anybody else on this show, and I talk to people all the time.
That's right.
And really, it's so overwhelmingly positive. And I love that. And you know what? And I do, and I get the negative too. But it's very rare. And it really is. It's gratifying after all this time to be doing a show like this to get that kind of feedback.
That's why I don't go out.
Listen.
Really, I mean, really, now I'm not being funny.
Out.
That's why I'm not being funny. I don't want to have confrontations with people if you like or don't like. If you listen, great. If you don't listen, great.
I've become rather skilled at it.
Well, I know, but you've had to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're out there.
Yeah. You've got your Mater D coat on.
Serving drinks.
Look like an NBC page. Standing in front of your place.
Good evening. Oh, really? Didn't know you felt that way.
Great.
Thanks so much. Have a nice day.
Okay, let's see what's here. Hello, Don and Mike. I don't know what any of these calls are. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to know if you guys can still flash more bling than most posses in this room.
Of course, my friend, we don't talk about that, but please.
No.
Here's some for you and some for my homies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
One for you, one for my homies.
There you go. I just threw some diamonds down on the ground.
Oh, look at that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. From my suitcase full of diamonds.
Hey,
hello. Don and Mike.
Bueno Arbusto, Radio God.
Right.
Hey, there is one show that has been going on for years that still stands out as number one.
Can I guess? Because I did have an answer if that guy had one. I was going to trump him with, and I mean this, really, The Simpsons.
Yeah.
No.
I would say that over, how long has that show been on, 16 or 17 years?
Right.
I'm not, and even with that, I'm not as fanatic about it as I used to be.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. I don't want to burst your bubble there.
Yeah?
They're not real.
What? Who's not?
The Simpsons.
Right. I heard you same thing about Santa Claus. Okay.
Cartoon character.
Bad man. You're a bad
right.
man.
Real
You're really bad. You really are.
It shows you what they can explore with the limitless world of animation.
That's now, right. granted, I've wondered often, how is it they only have four fingers?
Mm-hmm.
But then I look at Mickey. He's only got three.
And, you know, to the best of my knowledge, none of those children in that household have ever aged.
That's right.
You want to challenge
they've
them?
They've all got the Rodney Allen Rippey thing.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, really, I mean, Bart is still riding a skateboard.
Right.
Not in real life.
No. In real life, his animated real life character, right? His, like, Roger Rabbit world.
In real life, Bart Simpson is quite the playboy.
And we've discussed with Roger Rabbit that as far as sexy cartoons,
Jessica Rabbit
would be definitely
Lord,
the one.
Yes. 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 Anyway, hi.
And the show is America's Funniest Home Videos.
If you are still highly entertained by that after all these years.
Didn't I mention that yesterday? I think I did. That show, the Dumbness of America, uh-huh. 18 years. They've wanted to cancel it every year and they can't.
I watch America's Funniest Home Videos for one reason and one reason only, because I believe this. I would say about 20 to 30% of every video they get, and this is after they screen them, are BS, are people that set up those things, and they are so obvious. When you've got the perfectly still camera, when the dad, you know, basically, you know, gets hit in the groin by the diving board.
But you're still watching it.
Yeah, I'm watching
it.
But I'm watching that to prove that, you know, to amuse myself by going, that's BS. That's BS.
Hello.
In all those years, the show never got any worse.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I've been listening to your show for about 8 years. And it keeps getting funnier every time.
Yeah. That's the company line.
He's doing Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I know he is.
And it keeps getting funnier every time I hear it.
Beetlejuice. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
How's it going?
Just fine. You should know that. What can we do for you?
Last Friday, you screwed up your show.
Really? How's that?
At 3:33, you said Arm and Hammer, and you didn't play the alarm.
Yes, we did.
No, you didn't, bitch.
Yes, we did, bitch.
Pox on you.
Pox on you, infinity.
You win. Wait, that was quick.
Okay.
Servant volley. Love 40.
Good game.
Did we do that?
No, you know what? The alarm is broken, like the CD player, so it's not been reliable.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, all right.
But you still scored with the Pox Infinity,
and it didn't ruin the show.
No, it didn't. That was a quick exchange.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys are fantastic.
Right.
But wait a minute. Hey, how did it feel last night to have Kelly sing one of y'all's songs? Because didn't you guys used to be in Air Supply?
Hey, now hold on a minute. You are a long-time listener.
It's Carrie, but that's okay. Yes, she did sing one of our hits.
Yeah. That's too great.
Carrie, when we were in Air Supply.
We did used to identify ourselves on the telephone to people on occasion. We used to be in Air Supply.
We were the front men for Air Supply.
We were Air Supply. Mm-hmm. Remember those guys that kind of looked like Siegfried and Roy. Except they had such haunting melodies.
And you know, you don't hear about Roy anymore. You think he's just gone as far, made as much progress as he's going to make?
Now looking after Dick Clark.
Thank you!
There you go. Okay, Roy. Roy, shut up.
You doing okay, Roy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roy of Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, that is that.
Oh, no, he's not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Turn your radio down, please. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Big O from the Big O and Duke Show. Just calling to let you guys know there's no bad blood. You guys are money.
That's good.
Well, let you know we love you guys. We're money like the dollar bill, man. We are money.
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah, not at all, man. It's we don't want war, man.
Just like the junkies. All right, thank you, my friend. See you later.
Well, that's pretty funny,
yeah.
See, I knew from your reaction as soon as that guy started talking that it was pretty spot on.
Yeah, it is. It is donkey.
Key.
It is money.
Yeah, having a good time. I'll have to listen.
No, don't.
Don't
worry about it.
You're absolutely right.
Don't worry about it. Although I am curious about a thing I saw on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that thing. Now, I got to work. And at about 2 o'clock today, we were looking on the computer, and we went to that DCR TV site.
Right.
And was looking in the part about, where all the idiots write what they want to write. And there was a long diatribe about that disc jockey in Baltimore. And I was reading this and thinking, I called Robinson, look at this. Jesus Christ, somebody's nailed this guy. Because I had alluded to the fact that Joe had hit me to this website, this Opie and Anthony website. Said, go there, look at this disc jockey, Chad Dukes, who works at our station in Baltimore, is on this XM radio chat site, fan site, trashing you guys, trashing Howard, saying that he's going to Infinity Broadcasting events and handing out XM radio stickers, and how upset he is that management won't let him wear his XM radio t-shirt to work.
Oh, God.
Okay? So,
what's his mission, lobbying for a job over there, or
I
what?
Guess here's what I don't get is that I read that post. It was after I got here, so after two, I just looked at the computer 2 seconds ago. That.